For sheer persistence, not to mention irony, it's hard to top the ongoing story of Vershawn Moore, star running back for the Washburn University Ichabods in Topeka, Kansas. Greg Eklund has the story of the Washburn senior and his reappearance on the gridiron after a lengthy penalty for a serious off-the-field infraction.
Vershawn Moore spent 2.5 years in jail for the armed holdup of a credit union, not far from where he now attends class and plays football at Washburn University.
I'll give it to Moore behind the right side of the line. Big hole across the 45, across midfield. Has a step, and he might go. 40, 30, caught from behind at the 25. A defender, Roderick Riles, had an angle on him and was able to track him down, but Vershawn Moore shows a little burst when he got to the second level.
Moore seems to have put his life in order on the football field and on campus. He's 24 and on track to graduate next spring. Dennis Dodd, a writer for CBSSports.com who has covered college football since the 80s, hasn't seen a case like this.
You know, he served his time. He's got a felony on his record. And if he gets his degree, that's a positive. But let me put it this way. I can't imagine this ever happening in big-time college athletics.
3 years ago, Moore never thought he would be in this situation. But it could have been worse. The judge who sentenced him, Judge Julie Robinson, could have thrown the book at Moore. He could have served more than 30 years. But she didn't. And Moore still thanks her for that.
She saw something else in me that other people didn't, and I was very thankful for that, you know, for her giving me a second opportunity just to, you know, come back into society and, you know, go to school and play football.
If Vershawn were just an average football player, would he have been given this second chance?
You know, that's a great question.
His coach, Craig Schurig, who visited Moore in prison.
I don't know the true answer to that because that's not the situation.
That's not the situation because Moore is a very good football player for the Ichabods. So good that going into the weekend, Moore is a little more than 700 yards shy of the school's all-time record with 7 games left in the regular season. That's despite sitting out some road games last season because under the terms of his probation, he wasn't allowed to travel outside the state of Kansas.
Double tight end. They get it to Vershawn. Sweep right. Turns it up. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Ichabods. 10:51 to go first quarter. Vershawn Moore's first touchdown of the year.
But here's the kicker. Before Moore was found guilty of armed robbery, he was a law enforcement major. One of his professors, Richard Martin, recalls Moore.
Yes, I had him as a student, and he was a very soft-spoken and very courteous and really a nice person. And I had him as a student not too long before that incident happened.
That robbery occurred in August of 2011 with an accomplice who worked for the credit union. Moore admits he made a stupid decision, but he's following through with his law enforcement degree.
Basically, what I wanted to do with that was kind of work with juveniles, especially now that I've been kind of in their position. I think it's better for me to understand where most of them have came from.
Moore knows he still faces obstacles as a convicted felon. He's on schedule to earn his degree next spring.
You know, my time away from football, like I said, I love the game of football even before then, but, you know, having something almost taken away from you, I mean, it means that much more to have the chance to come back and play football.
Touchdown, Ichabod!
The Washburn Ichabods finished their regular season on November 15th at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City against defending national champion Northwest Missouri. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.